Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in. The East Abbotville Church of Christ will begin a series of Bible lessons this coming Sunday, June 19th, and will continue through Friday, June 24th. Service times will be 9:30 Sunday morning and 5 Sunday evening, and each weeknight, Mondays through Friday, at 7 p.m. Come, bring your Bibles and study with us. If you're completely incapable of attending in person, log on to eastabbotville.org at those times, and you can both see and hear the Bible lessons as they're presented. You know, a basic truth that's emphasized in the Scriptures is the second coming of Christ. At the time of his ascension into heaven, there were two angels that foretold that Christ would return. We read about that in Acts, the first chapter, notice beginning in verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. And it's been from that time that the second coming became a highly discussed subject by the apostles. We read just over in a couple of chapters from where we are here in chapter 1 over to chapter 3, and there it is in verse 20. The apostles make the statement that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of the restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. When the Holy Spirit had Paul to pen the letter to the church at Philippi, it was in chapter 3 that mention was made of the second coming. There in verse 20, it says, For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. And then we see that John, in the first epistle of John, in the third chapter, makes this statement in verse 2, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. In fact, Jesus personally taught about his second coming. We see that in Luke, the 12th chapter. Notice there in verse 40, the words that Jesus spoke. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So Jesus is coming again. There is little disagreement among Bible believers that Jesus will come again. At least this is one Bible subject that most all religious people can agree on. Not all, but most all. But still, we have wild speculation that has been given to the time and to the circumstances of his coming. And that certainly has caused a great deal of confusion and a whole lot of controversy. What we want to do in this lesson is just simply deal with what the Bible says about Jesus' second coming. When is Christ coming again? Well, in the first century, there were those that speculated about the time of his second coming. In Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, there in chapter 2, we read these words, the first two verses. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and are gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by letter or by word, as from us, as though the day of Christ had come. We see, too, that even in our times, there have been numerous predictions, of which, of course, all of them have failed. William Miller predicted that it would be in 1843. When that failed, he reset the date to October 22, 1844. Well, he was still wrong. Charles Russell, founder of the Jehovah's Witness, claimed that Jesus would come in October of 1894. And later, to explain why that failed, he said that Jesus did come, but no one saw him except those with, as he called it, the eye of faith. Every so often, too, we hear in the news of those that are still trying to pick the exact date, the exact time of the second coming. Most often, people today will not set an exact date, but just simply say that it is certain or that it will come in our generation. Well, this notion is due in large part to a misunderstanding of what Jesus said in Matthew 24, there in verses 3 through 9, and the signs that he makes mention of. These signs were to come, we must understand, before the destruction of Jerusalem, and that occurred in 70 A.D., for Jesus made the statement in verse 34 that his generation would not pass until all those things would be fulfilled. What does the Bible say about the second coming of Christ? In 1 Thessalonians, here's what we read in the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, we have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. That's as close as we can get, my friends. Exactly what the Bible says is that we don't know. Peter made the statement by inspiration in 2 Peter chapter 3. Notice in verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. So again, here's what the Bible says. And what we see is that his coming is unknown. His coming will be like a thief in the night. Well, how will Christ come? It will certainly be a visible coming. That's what we read a moment ago when we read of his ascension in Acts chapter 1, and those angels that stood by made very clear the fact that when he comes again, it will be very visible. Let's read it again, Acts 1, beginning with verse 10. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. See, there was nothing secretive about his ascension. There will be nothing secretive about his return. And there will be noise involved with it. Back to what we read a moment ago in 2 Thessalonians. Remember there in chapter 4, let's go down to verse 16, which says, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. So Christ's second coming will be both visually and audibly a coming. And it will be in the clouds, while we're here in 1 Thessalonians 4, look at verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. So he ascended in the clouds. He is coming in the clouds. And according to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, he will come with he will be accompanied, put it that way, by his angels. In Matthew 16, notice the statement Jesus made in verse 27. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. And again, let's make sure we understand the statement in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It tells us about how Jesus will come that second time. It says, for we ourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. When you think about that thief in the night, what's the main point? What's the main thing that comes to mind? Well, a thief doesn't announce his coming, does he? The coming of a thief always involves the element of surprise. And so that's what this statement is made in other places concerning Jesus' return. It will be as a thief in the night without warning. Why is it then? That's another question we need to ask and see what the Bible says concerning about Jesus' second coming. Why is Jesus coming back again? We know that the purpose of his first coming was to redeem mankind from sin. Luke 19, verse 10, Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. 2, Jesus came the first time to establish his kingdom, to set up, to establish the church, and that he did, because it was a promise that he made in Matthew 16:18, when he said upon the rock of the confession that Peter had made that he was the Son of God, he said, upon this rock I will build my church. Well, the purpose of Christ's second coming will be to raise the dead in preparation for the judgment. We find that recorded in John chapter 5, when Jesus said in verse 28, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. Those that have done good to the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Jesus will come the second time to judgment, to judge all men, whether righteous or wicked. It's in 2 Timothy. Here's what we read in the 4th chapter and verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Jude made reference to this in his book. In Jude chapter 1, there's only but the one chapter. Notice what we read in verses 14 and 15. Now Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all of the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So the purpose of Jesus' second coming is to judge both the righteous and the wicked, but also it's to reward the righteous with eternal life. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 9, we read these words in verse 28. He says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. You see, friends, these are simple facts and truths about the second coming of Christ. Knowing that these things are true, we have two basic things to do. Be sure that we are personally prepared for that time, and do all we can to help others to be prepared. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.